Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Overcast tonight, lows near 40. Full forecast details are coming up. City of Racine residents are still getting used to putting their solid waste into carts for pickup, while the Department of Public Works is looking to move from the new semi-automated system into a fully automated collection process starting with the 2019 budget. During committee of the whole review of next year's budget, Alderman Terry McCarthy indicated surprise to Administrator Jim Palahniuk at the capital improvement item given lengthy attention to this year's change.
I thought we had just gone through and decided on a semi-automated standard for the city, and I see a budget item for a fully automated pickup system with 10 years of spending and $6 million or so. Can you explain to me why this is in here when direction from the council up to this point has been a semi-automated system?
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen mentioned the need for new trucks to make the pickup fully automated and get the workers out of harm's way. More budget review comes at 6 o'clock tonight with Water and Wastewater GM Keith Haas asked ahead of time about the future costs of both services. The City of Racine 2018 budget public hearing is next Monday. That's October 30th at 6 p.m., followed by more Committee of the Whole discussion. The Racine County Board is meeting at 6:30 tonight at Ives Grove with an agenda that includes a public hearing on the county's proposed 2018 budget. Raising the compensation of supervisors a few thousand dollars for the first time in many years is included. This is also the first budget not to include the Ridgewood Care Center, which was sold to an Illinois company. The county board will vote on the budget next month. Mark Yaniak has returned to municipal service, named Monday as the new administrator for the Village of Union Grove. It's been 10 years since the position, which was created about 20 years ago, has been filled. The Union Grove Board voted 6-1 to hire Yaniak, who in the past has served as administrator in the villages of Sturtevant and Caledonia. He was also Racine County Corporation Counsel for 25 years. At this point in the development process for the Foxconn project, the Village of Mount Pleasant cannot offer to purchase any property within the huge target area. However, property owners who want to sell can still approach the village with an offer. At this week's village board meeting, attorney Alan Markowitz explained, now that a memorandum of understanding has been signed and the creation of a tax incremental district has been recommended, state law prohibits the village from making offers to purchase property within the area identified for the Foxconn development. He said offers to purchase by the village must wait until the state has approved a relocation plan.
To find out what their needs are, what their concerns are, what their preferences are, and so on. That process then has to be compiled into what is called a relocation plan, which is a way of sending a document to the State Department of Administration, which shows that this village is following the law requiring relocation of farms, businesses, residences, anything like that at all.
At Monday's meeting, the village approved contracts with seven businesses, including one involved in relocation services. Markowitz says it will be 45 to 60 days at the earliest before a relocation plan can be approved. However, in the meantime, anyone interested in selling their property can contact the village with an offer. In western Kenosha County, the village of Twin Lakes' newest police officer is on the job. A 17-month-old German Shepherd Rex is teamed up with Officer Joe Patla.
We've seen different issues kind of creep up in town, and obviously the dog's not going to solve all the world's problems, but it's going to help us be more diligent in our response to the community. There's several different things it can offer besides just finding illegal drugs.
Rex arrived from Germany in August, and the two trained together for the past 4 weeks. The cost of purchasing Rex and their training was $14,000, all from the community through fundraisers or donations. The vehicle, fully outfitted for canine use, was purchased used in Spring Grove by realtor Mary Brennan for $17,000. Westosha Veterinary Hospital has volunteered medical care for Rex, while many others in the community have also contributed. The Racine Zoo is hosting its 11th annual Halloween Zoo Boo event on Saturday, October 28th, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. across the entire zoo complex. All activities are included with the regular zoo admission, with guests receiving a trick-or-treat bag and an activity map to help search for the six spooky knock-knock doors located around the zoo. There will also be ghostly games, creepy snacktivities, creating ghoulish Halloween-themed crafts, plus a cornstalk maze and the chance to decorate cookies. The event is also a fundraiser for the Racine Zoo's animals. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.